state legislators are proposing cutting supplemental hospital payments and Medicaid funding. Safety net hospitals provide almost half of the state's Medicaid and charity care. So the cuts worry Tony Cavallo of the Safety Net Alliance of Florida. He says the state is giving up a lot of federal funding.
The legislature, our governor, has taken positions that Florida is not getting its fair share of federal dollars, particularly in the supplemental payment area. And it seems a contradiction in terms, or certainly in our objective, to be forfeiting hundreds of millions of dollars of federal monies for a very small savings in the general revenue fund.
About a third of Floridians are on Medicaid or uninsured. Hospitals say they are currently giving away $4.6 billion in Medicaid services a year. They are reimbursed 72 cents for every dollar. They say under the governor and proposed House and Senate budgets, the reimbursement rate could fall to 58 cents. Governor Rick Scott has proposed cutting nearly $1 billion in Medicaid funding. The House and Senate are also proposing cuts. The House is considering slashing the rate for hospital inpatient Medicaid services by 7% and cutting supplemental payments. That may mean hospitals lose more than $600 million in state and federal funding next year. The Senate isn't proposing a rate reduction, but it is considering reducing Medicaid supplemental payments by more than $200 million with a federal match. Senate Health Appropriations Chair Anna Terry Flores says hospitals will come out ahead because of a low-income pool of funding known as LIP. LIP is made up of local government and federal matching dollars to cover the expenses of hospitals who care for the uninsured.
We could really see it as an increase. So that's the way that the math works. Ready? I'm going to blow your mind here. Are you ready?
Tony Cavallo of the Safety Net Alliance says he hopes Flores is predicting the future. He says the state is discussing full LIP funding with the federal government in hopes the federal government will restore the dollars.
She may know something I don't know, but I don't think the decision has been inked yet. I think they're still working and negotiating on the level and the terms of the low-income pool.
But Carvalho and others warn that doctor shortages in Florida will worsen if these cuts go through. The 14 public, teaching, and children's hospitals make up the majority of doctor residency positions. Florida is already short psychiatrists, primary care physicians, and surgeons. Leon Haley is dean of the University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. He says they are graduating more people than there are residency slots in the state.
Frankly, it makes little fiscal sense for Florida to invest in teaching students in medical schools without simultaneously investing in the requisite number of residency spots. To do so is to effectively spend taxpayer money to educate other states' doctors.
Hospitals had 313 new residency slots this year, but Safety Net hospitals say those positions, funded under a program created 2 years ago, are being undermined by the proposed cuts. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.